That's the Thurston Howlers with Go-Go Beach. Before that was Swami John, Beach Leech, Concussions did Beach Ball, and Trouble Spanker started that little last beach set off with Laguna Beach. Zombori here in your brain, it is 11 o'clock, and we are celebrating, oh, it's the first day of July, awesomeness, and it is all songs about the beach today. Second part, it's back to the beach, cleaning up the beach, cleaning up. I had so many songs from last week's show, it went into a two-part show, and I already suspect that when I do my show about sun and sunshine and all that's going to be like four shows. So I'm not. I could play Sunny, that song Sunny, you know, that there was a hit for, who was that? It was like Sunny, thank you for blah, 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 blah. I have like 80 versions of Sunny, and I'm not going to play, I'll play one. I'll probably play the version by the Montesses, because that's kind of a nice one, or Marshall Bontempe. He's the same guy, same guy. So that's the only version of Sunny I'm probably going to play, unless I get really stuck. Like I'm saying, I got less than 30 tunes and 2 hours to go. How will he do it? I do not know. Let's see here whether I can tell you some things real quick. Let's see here. I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. That's what this says here. A stock for social change that's not about making money. Boo! All right, I'm out of here. Let's see what we got here. People are always talking about the stock market. What's a stock business? Always looking to invest. Okay, let's just go. I'll bite. Let's see it. Not the kind about making money. So, oh, stock for social change. I can get behind that. A whole new kind of investment. Better futures from UNCF. That's right. Your investment can help students go to college, make ends, ends up making a better future for everybody. I'll give you that. UNCF.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. That was my Bullwinkle imitation. I've been doing the Bullwinkle imitation for probably about 30 years. I'll get it right one of these days. It's more like Boris Badenoff meets Bullwinkle. All right, the message from UNCF and the Better City. And let's see. Ooh, we got a thing about, did you know one in every six Americans gets a foodborne illness every year? Foodborne? That's such a strange word. And it's one word, too. Foodborne. You ever see like a word and just kind of looks, doesn't look right? Like this word, foodborne? Doesn't look right. It's got that, because it's B-O-R-N-E. It's got that E on the end. And it's one word. You would think if it's like born of food, like it's from food, you know, then it would be, you know, food born. But they put that E on the end. Could that be a typo? I might erase that. But boy, that word's just spooking me now. Foodborne. Well, anyhow, they get a foodborne, foodborne illness every year. And that's why it's important to use a food thermometer. Now, see, why isn't food thermometer one word? Because it's a food thermometer. I want to put those two words together. There we go. Separate foodborne, put together food thermometer. Cook each type of meat to the right temperature. They didn't even tell you what temperature the meat should be. I like meat like burnt. If I ever have meat, I got to make sure that I'm not getting no foodborne illness. So I get it like extra well done. Feel like it's like a piece of charcoal. And it's good for you. Charcoal is good for you. Eating charcoal, it helps clear out a lot of your innards. So keep that in mind. Clean, separate, cook, and then you cook it some more, and then you get rid of all that foodborne with your food thermometer, and then you can chill. Learn about the four steps you need to keep your family safe from foodborne illnesses by visiting food safety. Now, foodsafety.gov. Now, that's all one word, food safety, because it's a website. Perhaps that very could well be. This message brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and WRCT. Oof. Okay, I'll tell you about a show here. How about some David Pac-Man? That's right. It's not Mrs. Pac-Man. It's Pac-Man. That's right. And he's going to be gobbling up all them ghosts of politics. Man, that's the worst stupid promo. Good thing I made that up. Because if that was written down, they would not even run his show. If he sent that promo in, Nobody. I probably more people listen to it because he started as a. So this is how dry the original promo is. The David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXKOG studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. So you can see it's much more exciting for me to say he gobbles the ghost of politics and he's Pac-Man. But obviously they are not going to go that route. They said the focus of the show is modern American politics society, airing on RCT Fridays from 7 to 8 p.m. Yep, that's when it airs. I would more like to see him gobble the ghosts of politics, but that's just me. It is just me. It is just me. That's a nice thing. That's another nice thing about summertime here in the station. There is nobody here. It's like a ghost town. It is a ghost town here. You just look around. It's just like, I have this radio station all to myself. All these gizmos, all these gadgets, all this power. And it's just strewn. Strewn like pebbles on the beach. And I just kind of squish my toes through it every Friday from 10 to 1 p.m. And it's a good feeling. Are you feeling uninspired in the kitchen? That ain't a great way to start your promo, friend. Nah, we're going to move on. Oh, yeah. Good old Pinckney Hall. Tune in to Pinckney Hall and you'll hear tender little ditties when Kenny Joe can figure out the equipment that will lighten the heart. Somebody pulled a bad trick on Kenny. Anytime you throw any kind of tech thing off kilter to Kenny Joe, he doesn't want to deal with it. And that's understandable. For me, I don't care. I'll tinker. He's not a tinkerer. He's a brainy dude, but he ain't no tinkerer. Because I come in and I say, oh, these two wires are just messed up. I'll just fix these two wires. And it's radio show time. I'll have to listen because I record these. And when I first tuned in, it's Kenny Joe going, hey, how can I get these things to make music? Then I hear this long pause. How can I get music on the radio? Then I hear a long pause. Then Firefly Show comes on. Baffling. But Kenny Joe, I want to let you know, I switched the wires around. And hopefully they'll stay that way for next week's show because there's only a handful of DJs. I don't know who in their right mind switched. I bet I know who switched those around. See, here's the thing. People want to record their shows now, like me. I use this thing called Audio Jack. I have it at home. I play the station. It records it. I'm good. I used to try and record it off the board. Somebody took the two wires and from the input and made them output so they could record their show. Who could that culprit be? I don't know, but it was before Kenny Joe's show, and they did not move the wires back. But hopefully next week, you'll tune in to Pinckney Hall, and you'll hear tender little... Because, I mean, I'm turning into Kenny Joe's show, and I'm hearing oomph, 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 oomph. And I'm like, wow, Kenny Joe's getting hip. He's playing this electronical music. And they're like, doom, 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 bring, ding, ding. And I start hearing that, and I'm like, man, Kenny Joe is getting hip with all the electronical music. And Firefly comes on and goes, oh, that was a song by... And I go, oh, wow, I guess Kenny Joe just booked. All right, well, you'll hear tender when he's here and the equipment is set up correctly. You'll hear tender little ditties that will lighten the heart, sharpen the mind, embolden the spirit. And that is Fridays, 10 a.m. I'm so glad he is so back, though. 9 to 10 a.m. on WRCT. I think he always had a one-hour show, though. He always had a one-hour show. But it was always before mine. It was always nice to have, like, Kenny Joe as a lead-in, you know, rather than me just trying to shut off automation. There's so few DJs here during the summer. That's the other thing. There are so few DJs. But Friday is one of the best days. You know, you got Kenny Joe, you got me, you got the Latina, you got the Brazilian show, you got the Mockster. It's a pretty decent Friday. You get what you pay for, friends. And so it's a pretty decent Friday. Consolidation, listen to better music Wednesday evenings from, see, he has a 3-hour show, 7 to 10 p.m. Now, here's the other show I wanted to tell you about. This is the show that comes on at 7 o'clock. So there's Automation. So you're going to pretty much hear anything after I'm on the radio. And I'll be blunt with you. Summertime ain't really a time I want to do a Zombathon. And Zombathon is where I do my show and I link it until Automation is done. So that would be like 7 o'clock. I usually do a Zombathon. I did two of them already from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I don't know if I want to waste a whole summer day doing that. But I'll tell you about this other show later. I already told you enough stuff. Let's get back into the beach music. Once again, another spooky beach tune. Here is Vampire Beach by the Hollywood Sinners. WRCT, Zombo in your brain. A wonderful Back to the Beach show. Yeah, The Beach Bag by Los Straitjackets. Hero of the Beach was right in front of them by the Surf Dusters. Bimbo Beach, PA by the Daytonas. The set started off with Hollywood Sinners, Vampire Beach. And of course, it's all beach music. It's songs about the beach, going to the beach, hanging out at the beach. Yeah, whole beach, all right. And next week is, I'm going to try and do 4 weeks about four different shows, all about the different facets of the sun. Just celebrating summer. I started it a couple weeks back playing two separate shows all about summer in the title. This is the second part of the two parts of The Beach. And I figure when I crack out the sun, man, I'm probably going to be able to do. That'll be a total of 12 hours of songs about the sun. So collect them all. I don't know. Wear them on your hat like a head. I don't care. But they're going to be available on this here radio station and at zomboco.com. It's a website where you can download all the Zombo shows. And you can get rebroadcasts of some stuff here on WBCQ The Planet. They play some Zombo, which it's shortwave radio. And I'm very, very happy to be on shortwave radio because it goes around the world. And not like the interwebs don't. But shortwave radio is so old school. And every now and then I'll get a very, very odd email. And it'll say, hey, I'm listening on KQXTUBWZ Kilohertz 72848, and you're coming in clear. Can you give me a QLQ code and say hey? I'm like, huh? Huh? Okay, here's a bumper sticker. Thank you. So, yeah, I've been getting that. People went like, it's a LQQOQ code or whatever that these shortwave radio guys, I have no clue what that is. It sounds like some communist code here, that some subversive code that is going to like, that is going to set off rocket launchers. I don't know what my radio show is capable of doing, but yeah, I am very capable of doing. All right, let's see here. You listen to Aggregate Sound. That's another promo. Multi-genre mass of music with DJ Next Page. Oh, let's get that Next Page. 2 p.m. Wednesday in RCT. Hey, here's mine. Zombo in Your Brain, voted best radio show 7 years in a row by Pittsburgh City Paper. Oh, boy. And featured in Pittsburgh Magazine as best radio show for the last 11 years. Gosh, I try and be humble about all this, but when you're voted best radio show 7 years in a row, you can sit on your accolades. And I always sit on my accolades. I have to have one of those donuts, though. Got to sit on donut for my accolades. Oh, gosh, where am I? I'm right here. There I am. All right, let's get back into the show. It is all songs about the beach. And we're going to dig into Satan's Pilgrims. Or it was kind of fun. They were actually called Stan's Pilgrims. I don't think they wanted to print the word Satan on one of these ads, so they call them Stan's. Stan's Pilgrims. But here's Stan's Pilgrims, or Satan's Pilgrims. With Beach Creep, let's do the beach thing. In Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. The undisputed king of the bongos. Preston Epps. He did like Bongo Rock. That was Bongo Beach. We heard Donna Lauren doing Beach Blanket Bingo from the movie Beach Blanket Bingo. OK Kings did Ballroom Beach. Satans or Stan's Pilgrims did Beach Creep. Zombo in your brain. And I am taking a little bit of an insurance policy. I do not know if I'm going to have enough beach songs. So I got some shore songs. And that's a sure thing there. I got a bunch of songs about the beach shore. Just in case I run out before 1 o'clock, I have an hour and a half to go and a handful of tunes. So will I be able to do it? Who cares? But I'm going to give it a shot. You know, what are they going to do, put me in radio jail? I'd be in radio jail a long time ago. There's no doubt about it. If there was a radio jail, there'd be Zombo right in there. Death sentence on radio jail. Damn it, Jim. All right, RCT Pittsburgh, and weather permitting, Polka Maniacs will be playing tonight for free at the Roundabout Brewery pop-up garden right near the bike trail on the north side, right on the river. I hope it does not rain. That would be so nice to serenade the folks with some insane music. That would be a real dilly. And Polka Maniacs will also be playing Picklesburg Saturday. I think that's July 16th. So that's pretty exciting. A couple of weeks, we'll be playing Picklesburg. And that is a huge event on the Roberto Clemente Bridge. We're going to be playing around 1:30 on that Saturday. So that'll be fun. And all kinds of fun things. All kinds of fun. I mentioned earlier, if you guys want to pack a suitcase now and get walking, July the 30th, I will be DJing the Hearst Cruise-In in Avon Lake, Ohio. And it is exactly what it sounds like. It's a hearse hot rod show. And Butch Patrick, Eddie Munster, will be there. So always nice to see Butch Patrick. He does not remember me. I probably interviewed Butch Patrick about four times, and it's all a blur. It's all a blur to him. Hey, you. No, not me. I don't know who you are, sir. Beat it. Autographs are $40. I get to the back of the line. Damn it. I hate when that happens. Here comes Chicken of the Beach by the OK Kings. Is that the OK Kings? No, Chicken of the Beach by the Go-Go's. So we'll have to see what that sounds like. And, you know, there's only one way to hear what it sounds like, and that is to play it. So let us play it. RCT, Back to the Beach. All songs about the beach, and we may visit the shore. It's kind of the same thing as the beach, really. So this is probably like an older band called the Go-Go's. Yeah, you know, it's not like Belinda Carlisle. Nice little tune there, and that is Los Fanchuras with Kingston Beach. And that's what we heard right then and there. And we heard before that, we heard Chicken of the Beach by the Go-Go's, not Belinda Carlisle's Go-Go's, but some like old 60s thing called the Go-Go's. All right, got a special request. And when the Melnick calls for a special request, it doesn't have the word beach in it, but it's darn good. Close enough. I Want to Be a Lifeguard by Blotto. Let's see if I can get this to rock. Oh, okay. Oh, is it kind of Kenny Jomi? Why is there no sound? Come on, where's the sound on this thing? I guess maybe we will not play it. That's strange. Oh, I see. External headphones. There's this new thing now with these computers, and you have to actually switch things over. So there's the... No, now it's doing that. That's weird. All right, let's try this. Oh, here it is. All right, got it. See, I don't give up. See, unlike some other DJs, I don't give up. When something doesn't work, I am on it until it happens. Kenny Joe, please never give up. Always go at it. I Want to Be a Lifeguard, Blotto, because I didn't give up.
Well,
There you go. I remember when that came out. That was such a fun little thing here to see. That was Blado with I Want to Be a Lifeguard. And I remember that coming on MTV and it being like a real funny thing. And it was a cute song. It holds up really well. Yeah, another neat thing about that band, Blado, is actually it was Sergeant Blado singing was the name of the singer. Cheese Blado, the bass player, went on to be in the Neanderthals, which is a band that had the Eddie Angel from Los Straitjackets. So, yeah, so at least I don't know where the rest of the band is, but they had a follow-up hit. I'm turning into a heavy metal head, which was pretty good, but I Want to Be a Lifeguard. Neat tune. So let's dig a little further into the whole beach thing. Frank Zappa, before Mothers of Invention, did some surf stuff. And I don't know the name of this track, but I call it Zappa's Beach. And you listen to Zombo right here, and it is all songs about the beach. So one thing I want to tell you, another thing too is, if you're a Frank Zappa fan, and you will recognize he uses this little clip, I believe, on the Lumpy Gravy album, the very beginning. Then he has a needle scratch, and then he goes into some other stuff. So he does actually resample this or reuse this little piece of music at the very beginning with the Mothers of Invention, the Lumpy Gravy stuff. So this is Zappa's Beach, Zombo in Your Brain. Ah, that was a nice, nice 25-second edited version of Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. And we are going to have to go to the shore. We're going to have to hit the shore because I'm running out of beach tunes. We heard Fun at the Beach by the Beach Girls, Beachy Head by the Crungeon Devils, and Zappa's Beach, Frank Zappa. All right, what else have we got here? Beach Binge by another Satan's Pilgrims tune. They did another one. So it's coming up on the noon o'clock. I got about an hour to go, and I just got a few beach tunes. Then we're going to go to the shore. And I got some nice shore tunes. You know, shore. Yeah. Eternal Shore by Moon Duo, something kind of nice and electronicamo. I got Sea to Shore by Untamed Youth, that's coming up. Stranger on the Shore, it's like this old, it was really strange, it was a hit by, who was it by? Sir Acker Bilk, playing the clarinet. And I have a Moog version of that, which is pretty fun. So, and then I think I have, Shore Leave, Tom Waits. There we go. And Ship to Shore, and they tuned by Dub Narcotics. So that'll keep me going. I don't even know why I am pre-announcing these. I never pre-announced before, but I pre-announce. So there you go with that. All right, coming up on the noon o'clock, 1 hour to go. And let's just see what happens at the beach. I love that Beach Boys thing again. I want to play that. It's only 24 seconds long, but it's like a nice little clips of Good Vibrations.